Hi, good to have your company. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. My name's Simon Smart.
I'm Justine Toe.
Well, Jesus and motorsports might seem like an unlikely pairing, but one man who's been openly bringing his Christian faith to the racetrack for several years now and has attracted a fair bit of attention for it is Andrew Fisher.
And Andrew Fishtail Fisher once worked in marketing, corporate restructuring, management consulting, but in 2007 established the Jesus Racing Team, which races in the Yokohama V8 Ute Series.
Now, the cars that Andrew and his team race in front of millions of people live on television have the name Jesus plastered all over them, alongside slogans like passion, purpose, life. And all about life. So we're going to ask him about that. But he's raced in the Bathurst 1000. He's had plenty of crashes as well as victories. And these days he spends a lot of his time speaking to teenagers around Australia as part of his Life Choices program. So we've asked Andrew into the studio. Great to have you in, Andrew.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Now, Jesus and racing, those two words, for many people wouldn't go together. How did your ute come to have Jesus plastered all over it?
I guess the place to start with that is what Jesus' occupation was when he was on earth, and that was
a
carpenter.
Car driver.
Of course. So Jesus was a carpenter, so if he's going to drive a car, of course he'd be driving a ute. And so we thought, what better car to put the name of Jesus on than the tradies' vehicle of choice, the good old Aussie V8 ute. I was wanting to challenge people's paradigms in terms of Christianity, the person of Jesus. 2007 was the year that I sort of, I guess, started the Jesus Racing Team, and it was just really just to challenge people's thinking around what they thought Christians were like. You know, I sort of met a lot of people, and they kind of said to me, "Well, you don't seem like the normal kind of Christian type person." And I'd sort of say, "Well, what does that look like?" And they couldn't really describe it anyway. But whatever it was, I wasn't it. And so I thought, well, what better way to challenge a broader group of people in the Australian marketplace than put the name of Jesus on my race car?
And tell us a bit about the reaction you get from that. People in the racing industry and connected to it, do people think it's a bit weird?
Yeah, look, there's lots of answers for that. Some probably not to put on air. It's I guess really polarised. You know, we've had death threats and that sort of stuff, particularly when I raced in the Bathurst 1000 with Jesus on the car, and when we first took the ute to Bathurst. And I guess that's the holy grail, the mecca, whatever you want to call it, of motor racing. And yeah, people get pretty passionate about that. So we sort of, over a few different years, we've received sort of, not very nice sort of correspondence from people. But then there's a lot of people that, you know, really just think that if you're brave enough or you're courageous enough to stand up and be counted for like that, then good on you, you know. And I think people kind of thought that, you know, a Christian would be your typical Volvo driver and, have the sort of the hat on the back parcel shelf and sort of drive a Volvo and be all safety conscious and that sort of stuff.
Don't knock the Volvo drivers,
man. No, and that used to be funny until Volvo started running, winning races in V8 supercars. So it's not so fun anymore because they're now sort of one of the leading brands in V8 supercars. But yeah, you know, it was kind of this context or paradigm people had. And so, yeah, when we started winning and when we started sort of going well in the championship, we won Rookie of the Year in the first our first year in the championship, and we had some race wins. And, we've been competitive, come third in the championship in 2010 and a few other years up the front in the top sort of three or four as well. And so that really, I guess, cemented our position in motor racing. And once you start to compete at that level and to be as competitive as that, I think many people sort of look past that and start to actually support the team. Yeah, and I mean even now, you know, the XYGT we've started in the Touring Car Masters, and we've got the XYGT now, and it's an iconic car. I mean, it's the most famous car Australia's ever produced, fastest four door car to being produced in the world at that point in time. And I have people come up to me and say to me, oh, I have nothing to do with Jesus. I have no interest in the church, but, you know, I love what you're doing in the XY, and so you're our team and we support you. And, that's great.
You've been talking about winning and how, obviously you've had some setbacks as well as victories, but do people ever say to you this idea that, you know, if Jesus is on your team, then you should be winning every time?
Well, yeah, there's the two things. It's like, well, if you're a Christian, shouldn't you let everyone else win? Because that's being nice. And aren't Christians supposed to be nice? So, yeah, I should move out of the road of everybody. But also then, obviously, yeah, the other side of that context is, you know, once again, well, if there's really a God, why aren't you winning? But, you know, that actually comes out more when you actually have a big crash. And I remember, you know, one of the significant moments for us was in 2008 when I was in a V8 supercar car up at Bathurst, and I was coming over the top of the mountain doing about 211 kilometres an hour, and you come over this top of the mountain down into through Skyline into the S's, and it's a blind sort of corner where you're just going flat over the top. You're just trusting that, you know, there's not a car coming across the track in front of you, which on that exact day there happened to be a guy rejoining the circuit for whatever reason at that point in time. And we've had this massive crash. It was about 160 k's an hour and the car was destroyed. It was just a mess. And there was a real thing, you know, there about, you know, oh, well, there's a really a God, you know, why did God let that happen to his car? And yeah, that's the beauty of it, because that starts the conversation. And the whole idea of Jesus Racing is to actually engage in conversation, right? It's not to push our faith down people's throats and say that, you know, you've got to believe because we believe. We just want the conversation. So in actual fact, that crash created more conversation than we'd ever had before, and in some ways probably put us on the map, because we were able to engage and talk, and it was on Channel 7, it was on Channel 10, it was on all the talk sort of talkback shows, it was on everywhere. And that's what it's about, living through adversity and communicating, engaging with the marketplace when with adversity is as important as when we're winning.
So Andrew, in lots of ways what you're trying to do, and the crash sort of brought that out, is to get into a conversation with people to help get a bit of clarity about what it is you believe, because there's a heck of a lot of misunderstanding, right, in the public.
Absolutely, yeah, and yeah, whether that's in the racing community, or whether that's in the engaging in the high schools when we go into the high schools, or even the, you know, we've got a jails program where I now go and speak in jails around Australia as well, and so it's about engaging in conversation around life and saying, you know what, you know, there's different ways that we can do life, and you know, and Christianity is one of those choices, and maybe you should stop and have a look at how that works for you in a more holistic sort of approach.
On that note, can you tell us more about the Life Choices program? Because you spend a lot of time speaking to teenagers all over Australia.
Yeah, look, I'd love to. I mean, Life Choices, I mean, it's one of my great passions in life. You know, people say, yeah, aren't you lucky to be a racing car driver? Well, you know, the racing is really just, you know, the noise breaker, if you like. I mean, you know, we use that as a platform to allow us to go and engage with the marketplace. And, yeah, well, so we now speak to around about 30,000 high school students across Australia each year in predominantly state-based high schools. And, you know, Life Choices, it's a program that's not about going and telling kids what they should and shouldn't do. You know, I don't believe that really works. It's about going and challenging young people to actually have a framework of thinking. So it's about saying to them, you know, there's important areas in life where you need to stop and think through the consequences of the decisions you're making, because they could have ramifications on you later in life that you look back and regret. And so, yeah, it's great to have impulse decisions and just, you know, make decisions in the moment. Yeah, we all love that. But there's significant choices we need to make in life where we need to be able to stop and think. So the main areas, there's six main areas that we go and speak in into the lives of these young people. And so I talk about smoking, I talk about drugs, I talk about social media, I talk about road safety, I talk about sex, and I talk about spirituality. And the whole notion of that is not to go and say, you know, you should do this or you should do that. It's actually presenting to them statistics around those areas. So like there's, you know, 4,800 chemicals in a cigarette, 69 are known to cause cancer. You know, that 30% of teenagers that take up smoking will actually die from a consequence of that decision. And it's about saying to them, you know what, you don't know if you're the person that's predisposed to addiction. So your friends might be smoking and they may encourage you to smoke. You might take up smoking today, next week they might give it up, but you might be that person that's actually stuck with it for the rest of your life where you can't give up smoking. And then I give them, you know, I give them a range of examples as we go through. So it's fast paced, it's where you have a lot of video interaction with them. The program goes for around about 50 minutes. We show some footage obviously to get that connection point. We take the replica race car in there as well, you know, and do poster signings and believe it or not, we do Bible signings, which is kind of really interesting.
They think you're Jesus, maybe?
Well, I try not to give that idea, but the engagement's just amazing.
You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity, and we're speaking today with Andrew Fisher, who's the founder and the driver in the Jesus Racing team. We're talking about racing, life choices, and faith. Now, when you speak to people, Andrew, you do talk about your faith as well. And you've said before that the smartest thing you ever did was to become a Christian. Why is that?
Yeah, look, I think absolutely. For me, yeah, People, I think, get Christianity mixed up. You know, for me, I think, as I look at Christianity, and as I look at what the, you know, the history of Jesus, and that's what I really speak to the young people on, is first of all, get it out there that Jesus was a real person that lived 2,000 years ago, that actually, you know, lived amongst us. He was crucified. Historians that, you know, have accepted that opinion, and you know, Jesus made some claims about himself as to who he was, and so my notion around that is just really challenging those young people. But the biggest thing for me is that Christianity, you know, and belief in Jesus, you know, that what he said to us was, when he died, one of the reasons why he left was that so he could send his Holy Spirit, right? And it's a spirit of all comfort and all knowledge and understanding, and that to me is the competitive advantage, because life's hard, life's tough, you know, like there's situations that life is going to throw at us that none of us can really deal with by ourselves. And so having the Spirit of God actually, you know, if it's real, living within us and helping us to engage with life and with God directly through that, that's an amazing competitive advantage that I look at. And, you know, I've had a lot of business experience, and when I give consulting advice, you know, I always sit down with business owners and say, well, what's your competitive advantage? And it's the same with the Christian faith, is that, you know, out of all the different faiths in the world, you know, the Christian faith is the only faith that says that the Spirit of God will live within you, and that is a competitive advantage. And that's, I guess, what I'm sold out on in terms of that.
Has that been your experience as well?
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, for me, God has been incredibly gracious to me in terms of speaking through that spirit of his spirit into my life in terms of what he wanted me to do. And he's put some amazing challenges in front of me. You know, the jails ministry that we now do, I mean, that wasn't something that I sort of woke up one day and said, I know what I want to do. I want to go into high security jails and start talking to prisoners and about life. You know, I mean, that's quite intimidating to go on and do that. But I just felt really cool to do that. And I always say to people, look, I didn't have the faith to start Jesus Racing the way that it is now. I mean, you know, God just said to me, I want you to have the courage to put Jesus on the car. That's it. That's what I felt called to do, was just to brand it. And it was all, you know, business as usual as far as I was concerned. And then God slowly revealed to me that, you know, there was a lot more to it than that.
Andrew, on the car, it says Jesus, life to the full. How does Jesus bring life to the full?
Well, it's actually our latest branding is actually Passion, Purpose, Life. And I guess I love that more, because that's, to me, what living as a Christian is all about. It's about having a passion towards other people and in other people. You know, it's about having a purpose that God's given you in your life in terms of saying, you know, I want you to you know, I want you to have faith, but I want you to live in the community. I want you to be a part of that community, to have purpose in that community. And life is about having life to the full, that Jesus said that he came to give us life and life to the full. And my belief is that, you know, you can't really experience life to the full unless you actually have that relationship with Jesus and that feeling of the Holy Spirit in your life, because you then have that connection to God that you can actually feel a sense of the reason you have passion and the reason you have purpose.
Andrew, what's so great about Jesus for you? What do you find so compelling about him?
Well, I think it's just that the comfort that comes from having a knowledge of you know, of Jesus and him being a part of my life, a part of my family, and just really, I guess, the you know, as I said before, it's that notion of when life gets tough. You know, we went through a very difficult situation with our daughter who was born with hyperplastic left heart, and she has no left-hand side of her heart. And so it was a pretty big thing to happen to our family. We sort of rocked up, had the baby, had no idea, no ultrasound sort of picked it up. And, we turned up and all of a sudden we're confronted with this thing where your daughter, you know, we were actually told to let our daughter die. And that was the advice from the doctor. And we all of a sudden were faced with that, and you know, having a faith in God and in Jesus and having a relationship with Jesus just gave us such a perspective on that and a hope in that. Faith is about hope. It's about, you know, it's about looking and believing in something. You know, it's not overly tangible. I can't, you know, when I'm on stage with the students, it'd be great just to say, and you know, I'd like to welcome you here today, here he is, Jesus. But it doesn't come like that. And so there's a responsibility for us to live out our faith in that. And I think that, you know, in terms of those hard times of when you really feel the presence of God picking you up and carrying you through that journey. And we can see it, you know, it's a remarkable thing that we can see as we've looked at that journey that we've had with our daughter and God intervening in that and carrying us through that time is very much a personal, personal relationship that we've got.
Well, it's a really unique thing you're doing, Andrew, and it seems to really connect your passions In every way. You're obviously passionate about racing, but also passionate about your faith, and it gives you a good opportunity to kind of mix the two. It's great to get you in to talk about that. If people want to know more about what Andrew does, they can go to jesusracing.com.au. You've been listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. It's great to have your company. We'll see you next time.